a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Done. We're going to call Senate Appropriations to order. We've got one bill on the agenda this morning. And before we get started, Secretary, do you want to call the roll?
Buell O'Donnell. Parsley.
Use your mic so we can hear you, sir.
White. Heineman.
Here.
Haverly.
Here.
Van Gerpen. Omdahl.
Here.
Tiedemann.
Here.
Peters.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Fantastic. All right. Oops. And we're moving forward here. Now, with that, I'm going to call up the one and only bill we have on the agenda, Senate Bill 28. Senate Bill 28 is an act to authorize the Board of Regents to sell certain extraneous real property to the City of Brookings, to deposit the proceeds in the School of Public Lands Trust for the benefit of South Dakota State University, and to declare an emergency. And with that, we'll open it up to proponent testimony on Senate Bill 28. Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Thank you for scheduling this so early in the session. It allows me to flex my testimony muscle this morning, as withered as it might be. We are here to...
Dr. advocate. Werner, make sure you guys introduce yourself so we have it on the record. We all know who you are, but the people listening to us online don't, so
I was trying to be as anonymous as I could, but I obviously can't get away with that today. Jack Warner, Executive Director for the Board of Regents. And I have with me Wes Cheddar, Chief Financial Officer for South Dakota State University. If there are easy questions, I'll be happy to handle those. If there are difficult questions, Wes is here to deal with those. So, as you pointed out, Madam Chair, the purpose of this bill is to authorize the Board of Regents and SDSU to sell a parcel of property that's no longer used to the City of Brookings. The property consists of two lots located adjacent to the railroad right-of-way in Brookings. These lots are located in the southwest corner of 7th Avenue and 1st Street, for those of you who are familiar with Brookings geography. The property was originally used as a railroad spur for unloading coal for the for SDSU's heating plant, but that plant has not burned coal for about 2 years, as I Correct. Understand it. The property has not been used for at least by SDSU for about 35 years, and at this time the university has no functional use for it. The property was acquired in 1955 through a gift from the South Dakota State College Development Association, and because of the nature of the acquisition, the net proceeds from the sale will be credited to SDSU's School and Public Lands Trust Fund. The property is located adjacent to the City of Brookings property, and the city plans to use the property for street development use and to replace a facility that was destroyed in a fire, and would allow the emergency clause itself would allow the city to proceed immediately with replacing that facility, and that's the reason for the emergency clause. So I'll stand by for any questions. Wes, do you want to add anything to my...
Just quickly, that the city approached the university midsummer about the prospect of acquiring this. This property is sort of landlocked. We have an easement across city property, as you can see there in the handout, where you see they're framed around an area. It's butts up against the railroad right away, and so for the city, this will allow them to plan their new facility and know right now, soon, as soon as the legislation passes, they can proceed with construction. On behalf of my colleagues in the city, thank you for allowing us to present this early in the session so they can proceed with their due diligence work on that. So.
Thank you very much. Are there any further proponents on Senate Bill 28? Any further proponents? Any further proponents? Seeing none, we'll open it up to opponent testimony. Any opponent testimony on Senate Bill 28? Any opponents? Any opponents? All right. Seeing none, we'll close public testimony. We'll waive rebuttal and open it up to committee questions. Senators, do you have any questions for Dr. Werner or Wes Cheddar? Senator Tiedemann, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I don't know if this for Mr. Cheddar, but there was an appraisal done. Is that correct? And how recent was that? And
okay. We had an appraisal done by a commercial appraiser, and the appraisal was done in the fall. I think we had it in time for the November a timeframe for the Board of Regents in December. They're praised at $8,900. That's the amount that we'll receive. The city manager and I agreed to just split the appraisal because they need it for city purposes. We need it for as policy matter for the Board of Regents. And so the net proceeds, $8,900 minus $1,250 for the appraisal, will go in the trust fund.
Are there any further questions? We'll go Senator Heineman and then Senator White.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Dr. Warner, I wasn't familiar that within the school and public trust that you could have separate accounts. Can you just talk about that a little bit? I thought it was just one account that went to the benefit of the Board of Regents schools. Can you talk about that separate account?
Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Dr. Warner.
Thank you for your question, Senator Heineman. My understanding is that the School and Public Lands Trust has sub-accounts that are dependent on the source of the land in the first place. And since this was donated by another entity, in other words, wasn't part of the original state property authorization, it goes into a separate sub-account. I've already told you more than I know.
Follow-up, go ahead, Senator Heineman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Are there many of these separate sub-accounts?
Let's just, if I might interject, it starts with that the Enabling Act for the state of South Dakota, when we became a state, gave acres, certain designated land, to each public institution. So SDSU has had its land, Spearman Station had its land, and each of the other public institutions, including School for the Deaf, School for the Blind, as did the charitable correctional institution. So that starts with the top, and then beyond that, I'm sure there are some funds as the decades have progressed.
Yeah. All right, Senator White.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The question I had on Dr. Warner, which whomever, is this, did I understand this is landlocked? Is that city land all the way around it, or is that,
If I may respond, Senator.
Go ahead.
Yes, it's landlocked. We do have an easement dating back to the original acquisition, so we can cross it, and we do it for maintenance and weed control and whatever, but it is basically unused and property that we've known all along. We have it in our asset, but we have not been using it for, at least 35 years.
I understand. So and there isn't any easement necessary to...
No, the easement will vacate with the transfer of the property to the city.
Thank you.
Any further questions on Senate Bill 28? Any further questions? All right, seeing none, we'll close questions. We'll move, open it up to committee action. Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move due pass on Senate Bill 28.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by Senator Tiedemann, second by Senator Amdahl on a due pass motion for Senate Bill 28. Any comments on the motion of due pass? Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, I think that this is really an example of government being very efficient. This will assist the city in replacing a shop that burned down last year. It's property that is really of no value to the state except the $8,900, which will go into the school and public trust, and so it will help the future. So I greatly appreciate a unanimous vote on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Tiedemann. Further discussion on the motion of due pass on Senate Bill 28. Any further discussion? Senator Amdahl? Nothing? All right. And with that, we'll close discussion. We're moving it open. Secretary, please call the roll.
Buell O'Donnell.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Van Gerpen. Amdahl.
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
8-0.
All right. Senate Bill 28 will move to the floor with a due pass motion. And with that, thank you very much, folks. Appreciate it. And with that, I need a motion to adjourn. I got a motion by Senator Heineman, second by Senator Buell O'Donnell. And all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, we are adjourned. All right.